welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout, we know.
We're cultural observers.
And of curious minds.
Get ready for sisterly banter while we chat about fixations, learnings, and personal growth.
We promise it'll be a good time.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood! Welcome to OK Sis. My name is Madeline Rose Mayo.
And my name is Scout Sophia Sobel. Triple S, baby. Triple S.
Oh, wow. Triple S. There you go.
Yeah, I think it's a good luck thing. I don't think anyone's ever said that, you know, anywhere. But I'm just going to go with that it is a good luck thing. I don't know why. It just feels kind of like, you know, how people are really into numerology. Like they see 11, 11, 11, 11. Which I'm not.
You see SSS.
I'm not so tapped into that. I don't see SSS places, but I just feel as if the repetition of the letter S, you know, it's not something to sleep on. It's something to think about.
Something to consider. Something to pay attention to. Definitely. Scout, I want to applaud you.
Oh God, what did I do?
No. This is a good thing.
Okay.
I want to, you know, we always say that Adam, your husband, is the trendsetter in the family. But you are actually a very big trendsetter.
Oh.
Because you discovered the Firm Living cups. And you were the first one that wanted them. I remember I bought them for you for your birthday last year. And I thought they were kind of weird and kind of ugly. And I got the vibe a little bit, but I was just not, it wasn't completely there for me. Those cups.
In every fucking photo shoot possible.
Everywhere on TikTok. I see that cup maybe every other video on TikTok.
Not just even TikTok, because I'm not on TikTok, so I didn't even know it was there. If you have a brand in 2021 and you've done like a lifestyle home photo shoot,
The cup is there
every single time.
The cup is there. If you have coffee,
the cup's there.
And you're pouring coffee into a cup, it's there. If you have a cocktail, it's there. If you have water, it's there. Anywhere.
Yeah, and it's actually in commercial photography. Like this is the sponsored ad that the brand is putting out. These glasses, thank you for recognizing me, because so oftentimes, yeah, potentially you don't trust my foresight into aesthetic trends.
I don't.
And
I really have never
seen a cup this popular.
A cup. As long as I've lived, I have never seen a cup.
I mean, what?
What is with this fucking cup?
What are the odds that every brand photo shoot in all of 2021, I see this cup maybe five times a fucking day scrolling on Instagram.
Okay, but also what's interesting though is that the clear color is the one that's popular. You got the black color, which is, it definitely matches more of your aesthetic and your style and your home decor. But I don't know why that color is not anywhere. It's only the clear glasses.
I think it's because in the photo shoot world, like you're selling orange juice, clear cup. You're selling matcha, clear cup. The liquid in the black cup doesn't photograph as well. We need to see what liquid is in the Holy Grail cup. So I think that brands are using the clear ones because it makes for a better brand photo. But seriously, I'll be scrolling and I'll be like, oh, what a cute jewelry brand. Oh, there's the cup. And then I'll keep scrolling and be like, oh, wow, this person does your taxes. There's the cup. Like, it is this universal thing. I just don't fucking get it. Okay. It's like, where's
Sisters,
Waldo?
I really hope. Where's Waldo? Okay, Firm Living, if you're listening to this, like, please sponsor the pod because we captured you first.
It's a Pokemon Go game. They should monetize. They should gamify this situation. You find the cup
also
in the wild.
Like, sisters, if you don't know what we're talking about, first of all, you're just not on the internet. Two, just like look it up and you will know.
We'll post this to our Instagram story so people can see.
We should do a carousel of all the places that we see it in a day. Yeah. In an hour. Yeah. In an hour.
Okay. This is so good. I'm going to start DMing you when I see it. Yes. And let's do a photo. Let's do a slideshow and tag all the brands show. That have used Perfect. This cup. And then yes. let's make a meme. And we're going to make this cup go viral in the way that it deserves to be recognized. Because I am so glad you brought this to my attention. Because I thought I was the only one seeing this cultural analysis happening. And it's interesting because you're seeing it on TikTok. And I'm seeing it on brand photos on Instagram. So it has infiltrated right. numerous infiltrated. Sectors of the digital
multi-generational,
social media.
Multi-generational, this cup.
Multifunctional, now, you know, multi-brand.
I discovered a, this is so good. I'm going to do a tweet that says, no one, colon, and then firm living, and then just everywhere that it is.
I like how we're planning out our content.
No one asked for this. Firm living. Just fucking everywhere. Oh, God.
You know, wow. I haven't bought the wine glasses yet, and I really want them.
I know. You. Yeah, I haven't seen those ones as much. It's usually just the small cups that are everywhere. You have the tall ones as well.
Well, you got me both.
What?
You got me the tall ones and the small ones.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I just, that's all to say. I wanted to tip my hat to you, Scout. You were the trendsetter.
I feel like a trailblazer, to be honest. Yes. I feel really good about myself yep. right now.
Yeah. Okay. Next thing that I wanted to discuss, Matt James, Rachel Kirkconnell,
yeah, so are back together. I DM'd you this photo of them and asked you what's going on. Not that I watched that season of The Bachelor, but I understand there was a big, big scandal with Rachel Kirkconnell. So I need to know what's happening.
So
I think her last name is very simple to say. Like, I think it's just Kirkconnell.
Yeah. Kirkconnell?
I don't know.
I haven't even taken the time to learn it.
Okay.
So look, I've removed myself from this whole situation. Not from the franchise. I'm going to watch. I think it actually airs like next week, which is wild. I haven't been as. All I've heard is that they have been spotted in New York together, like very soon after the finale and the drama and the scandal. My friend actually hypothesized that, well, I don't know if that's the right word. Okay, she heard a theory. She theorized that they actually never did break up and they just broke up for the show because of, you know, the optics and what he had to stand for, but that they actually like never really even broke up. So he posted a photo on his Instagram of them visiting a school for his charity work that he does. And she's in it and he tags her in. It's the first photo of them. Like, even, they're not really like standing hugging together in the photo, but they are in with other kids and whatever. But yeah, it's the first time that he's posted something or she's posted something of them and them together. So,
which I have a few commentaries on that. One, they didn't get engaged, okay. right?
No.
Okay. So two, I think that if you have a national scandal and you are quote unquote, whatever, I don't care if it's real or not, broken up to the public. And your scandal not only was some petty relationship shit, but was a much larger conversation about racial injustice in this country. As someone with a public platform, you are asking for commentary, speculation. You are asking for the drama to build around you. If you just post a photo of you two in the same room together doing charity work where you're not touching and you haven't addressed anything, you know, people like us are going to come on here and speculate and wonder what's going on, which adds fuels to the fire. You know, People Magazine's going to comment. You know, all the podcasts are going off.
Yeah,
so it's
I don't think he's trying not to. I don't think he's trying to avoid that. Like, I think he literally is so sick of everything that he just is like, look, we're fucking doing charity work together.
Yeah, but there's also like an elephant in the room that's not being addressed.
Of course.
Just like, why won't you, if you're not going to address the elephant in the room, why post a photo of you and her doing charity work? You could have just posted a photo of you doing charity work. Her in the photo is making a statement. So I'm asking, why are you
exactly what he was doing?
Yeah, but why are you making such a mysterious statement?
That's his statement. That's his version of a statement. He doesn't want to be the statement guy that like posts the Instagram story.
Then don't post a photo of her.
Well, what if they're like fully in love, back together, going to be together?
And he
like,
should say
he wants
that.
To share that. I know he should be proud of it and just
say something.
I don't know.
Not, like, just tell us. Like,
say something.
Just own it. You know, like, come to the forefront, say what's going on, and then we can move on. Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
the beard.
His beard. Oh, I literally was going to say that beard is unruly. It is getting a little out of control.
Not a fan.
Did you see him with? So it's so funny because the other day I saw someone with a very, very large beard and a mask, and it is very disorienting. It looks so funny to me.
It is so disorienting when you see someone
it
with a big
so
mask. It is. If the pandemic with the mask situation didn't ring a bell of maybe you should shave the beard just to like not look this disorienting. It is, every time I see it, I feel like I'm looking at three faces.
Yeah, me too. It like breaks it up into thirds. It's like your eyes, the mask, and the beard. It's a whole other face.
It's not a good look.
Oh my God. I completely agree with you. So when he posted that with the mask and his beard, I was like, dude, it is time. It is time.
Yeah. The quarantine shave's going to start. You know, this is not No Shave November, which I think it was like a No Shave 2020. Like, it's over.
Yeah. It's over. We're done. Anyways, so those were some pop culture updates. Pop culture update corner.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that for me.
Sponsored by Matt James's beard.
Sponsored by Matt James beard. I really appreciate that. Who's the Bachelorette?
Oy vey. So
I saw her on Instagram. There's two.
So
are they doing the Caitlyn?
No. They would never in a million years do that again. That was disrespectful.
Yeah.
It was disrespectful. Also, oh my God, another Bachelor. This is just a big Bachelor.
Caitlyn and Jason are engaged.
Updates. Caitlyn and Jason are engaged. Did you listen to the episode? It's actually very, very sweet.
No, I didn't. And you know what? I'm starting to realize that I am trying to dip my toes out of Batch Nation, but the curiosity is still strong.
Well, of course, because we love Caitlyn. Like,
no, but I just in general, like, it's still around my feed and I just feel as if I'm left out because I don't actually know what's happening.
Oh. Okay, well, I am here to enlighten you.
Or maybe I can just watch.
That is true. He proposed on the pod. And it was
Oh, I thought he proposed for a do it photo shoot.
She had a do it photo shoot right after, and it was wedding themed, so it was perfect. And she was already done up and everything. But they recorded an episode before, and he did it on the podcast.
That's very exciting. I'm so happy for her. That melts my heart.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for her.
I know. It makes me so happy. Anyways, I was going to say something else. Oh, who the Bachelorette is. Katie. She was on Matt James season. I personally, she's cool and quirky. Wouldn't have been my top pick, but she's going first. And then Michelle, I think her name is going, I think, in the fall. So they are literally going to have nonstop seasons all year because they have Bachelorette, then they're probably going to do Paradise, and they're probably going to do Winter Games or whatever their shit they do. Oh, they still have the seniors. They're doing a seniors version.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, is there no Bachelor? Is it just going Bachelorette, Bachelorette?
Bachelorette, and then maybe the seniors, and then Bachelor in Paradise, and then Bachelorette.
Oh, that's interesting that they're not doing a Bachelor. Yeah.
They did a Bachelor. I don't know. I think it's all screwed up, just the timing and everything. And I think they're doing I don't know.
Well, okay.
I actually don't know.
This seems thirsty.
I'm really removed. Sorry. We don't have the correct information. Just Google it.
Google it. Yeah. No, I think I'm going to watch Paradise because I love Paradise. Love Paradise.
Oh, I love it.
Paradise is so good every single time.
Apparently Jason Tardik, just Caitlyn's fiance, just launched his own podcast.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's about trading secrets. And him and Dean were talking about how you get, I think it's like you get $400 a week on Bachelor Paradise. So there's like an incentive for you to try to stay on.
Oh yeah, because I need $400 a week to like stay in the drama. That is not the incentive. $400 is not the incentive. The incentive The incentive is the million Instagram followers that come when you leave.
I honestly didn't even think they got paid. I think they get paid at that point, brand partnerships.
At that point, they get paid because they're already reality TV stars, and so they're bringing them on because of their past appearances on The Bachelor. They're not just like new. You don't get paid if you're just on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette the first time.
Yeah, it's all very interesting.
Yeah, we gotta get an informant in there.
Yeah.
We need an OK Sis informant. Which sister is single that would sacrifice their life?
What is it? Sacrifices tribute? Oh my God, what is it called? Oh, Ave.
Are you talking about the Game of Thrones?
No, it's from the Hunger Games.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Everyone's screaming into their podcast right now because I don't even know. We weren't Hunger Games people. Okay, shall we?
Yeah, let's
pivot. All right, let's do current fixations. We haven't even done current fixations before we get into the meat of the episode. Why don't I start for a change?
Oh, okay. That was like a very, all of a sudden we're pivoting, all of a sudden you're going first. I feel disoriented, but take it away. The other day, my cousin looked at me and asked if I got a treatment in my hair. I said no, but I am taking Nutrafol. You see, sisters, I had some shedding issues postpartum when it came to my hair, so I made it my mission to support my hair growth and strengthen my hair. I mean, Mads, you saw my hair last time I was up in LA, and you even complimented me. Which, sisters, you know that when Mads compliments me, it's a big deal.
I do have to give this one to you, Scout. Your hair is looking thick, strong, and beautiful. When it comes to hair thinning, it's complicated. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair.
Every morning after I eat breakfast, I take 4 pills and it becomes a seamless addition to my morning routine. But the reason I decided to go with Nutrafol when supporting my hair health is that Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Oh, also, Nutrafol makes the best Mother's Day present, especially for new moms. The perfect way to show them that you care about their postpartum support.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OKAYSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS.
Are you going to speak?
I forgot what my current fixation was. Oh, I got it. Sorry. A lot of things are happening in my brain. A lot of synapses are firing. All right.
A lot of synapses are firing. Okay. Yep. Keep going.
Okay. My current fixation is getting back into travel brain. Getting back into the travel mindset. I know, Scout, you have differing opinions on travel. I love to travel. So much so that I created a travel app called Camber. If you don't know this, you don't listen to OK Sis. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to Sisterhood. So I am going to New York next week with my friend and then planning a trip to Nashville in October, which I am just over the moon about. And planning other little weekend trips and things with my boyfriend. And it has been so delightful to get back into the travel Rex game. Camber's in beta right now. I apologize. Not the whole public can use it right now, but I can use it because I made it. And putting together all these lists, getting so excited about going places. We're going to Tulum.
We're going to Tulum.
We're going to Tulum. I'm creating all these lists. I'm creating all these plans. And it's a little overwhelming, I'm not going to lie, just because we're coming off of a year when we have been inside this whole time. But even just the prospect and the opportunity of what 2021 travel has and is capable of, I'm so, so excited and grateful and thankful that we are healthy and ready to take over the world.
So I just want to be clear, is your current fixation creating travel lists or is your current fixation Camber?
No, so my curve, I want it to be clear. Fixation is not Camber yet because I don't want people to think that it's available. It is the mindset shift.
It's the wanderlust.
But we don't like that word. We need another word for wanderlust because that word is just so choogy. That word is choogy. Okay.
Okay. I get it. Yeah. So, yeah.
But you guys understand the Wanderlust vibes, right? It's just you want to get away. You want to escape. And this is why we created Camber, is because there is this euphoric feeling of all the places you want to go and these wish lists. It's so fun to create them and get excited about actually visiting them IRL. So that has been, it's been top of mind for a couple weeks now of just me planning all these trips, and it's been I haven't used that muscle, you know, in my brain for a year.
Yeah, I'm so excited for Tulum. I dream about it constantly. Adam's always like, it's so far away. Why are you so excited?
Oh,
like,
you
know, now it's almost, oh, it's almost, no, it's 3 months
far
away.
Oh, it's not far. My birthday's in
We're
a month.
Going for my 30th birthday in September.
Time is a construct, and we're gonna blink and we're gonna be in Tulum. Oh, we got to get 100%. The linens. We got to get the linens.
I was thinking last night, I was like, I need to start ordering my,
we got
to
start ordering the linens.
The linens. Yeah, the linens. I sent, yeah, the linens. Okay, we'll do research.
If you guys have any linen brand suggestions, we are exclusively linens in Tulum.
I think that what you should do on Camber, because this is what gets me excited when I go to a travel destination, is that I like to buy some new pieces of clothing to fit into the vibe of the thing. So
oh, that would be cute.
If I could accompany a shopping list of like, this is very Tulum, this is where I got affordable linens, these are some bathing suits I bought for the trip, these are some good sandals because everything's sand, I would be so on top of that, because that's what excites me the most about traveling, is buying things that are in accordance to the vibe of the place I'm going.
New feature request. I haven't heard that one.
Oh, and then I'll take it even further. Like Instagram, you can shop directly from the app, and now we have a new revenue model for Camber.
That's where my mind went. You know that, yeah. Like Snapchat is doing that. Everyone is pivoting to shop in app and taking a percentage. Look at this. Just, you know, I'll add it to the product roadmap, Scout. Thanks.
Thanks for verifying me too. I feel really good about that. I feel strong. I feel like I deserved it. Did I think it came a little late? Yes, but we're happy we're here.
Only you, me, and Lauren are verified on Camber.
Yeah, that's all. Actually, also my request that it stays the three
that
of us for a little bit.
Just us.
I think that I should be on the committee of who gets to enter the verified Camber Club.
Oh, all right. Okay, what's your current fixation?
So my current fixation is Get Super. It's an instant coffee brand that has CBD in it. And there's a lot to unpack here. One, I try not to drink an afternoon coffee every single time because I find that it gives me the jitters, and for some reason it fucks up my stomach when I do it in the mid-afternoon. But I also sometimes, when I have a packed day, like need a little bit of a pick-me-up, and I'm obsessed with coffee, so it's hard to not, you know, grab that. Why I love Get Super so much is that it's instant coffee, and I'm usually also not an instant coffee fan, but the quality of Get Super instant coffee is so good. It doesn't taste like instant coffee. And so it's just really easy to make. I heat up some water, I pour it in, we're good to go. But the added in CBD counteracts that like jittery stomach bad issue. I feel as if I have energy and I'm alert, but my body isn't wired. My body isn't like totally cracked out that I have to come down from that. So not every single afternoon, but I would say like 2 to 3 times a week now, around 2 o'clock, I'll go make my Get Super coffee. It's easy. I don't have to do the whole fucking thing. You know, my husband with the coffee has a whole thing going on here. He approves of the taste of Get Super, which is crazy because he is a crazy coffee snob. Crazy. Like he knows quality. Yeah.
Remember when he drove to LA to pick up an espresso machine from Craigslist and then drove back to San Diego?
Yeah, it's sitting in our kitchen right now. My husband roasts his own beans, guys. He does like coffee tastings at the house. He's very into coffee. So he probably, you know, he's not a big instant coffee person, and he tasted it and it's really good. So it's been kind of my staple. I just ran out. They have two different kinds. They have the regular coffee and they have the CBD one. I prefer the CBD one because the effects that counteract the negative side effects of the coffee in the mid-afternoon is perfect. So that's my go-to. Like literally I went to New York and I brought packets with me because I just think it's this easy thing and it's perfect.
I love a good packet. I love
a good packet.
A good packet on the go. Oh yes, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's my current fixation.
All right. Wow. let's actually get into the, you know, we had to catch up, Scott. It's been a while. We had to catch up. But now we are going to get into the meat of the episode, which if you follow us on Instagram, which you should, it's at OKSisPodcast. We posted some polls on our Instagram stories. We completely stole this idea from TK and her Juicy Polls podcast, where we gave you some polls of things we want to know about you all. And we're going to discuss the results on the pod right now.
This is exciting.
Are you ready, Scout?
You've seen the results, but I haven't. So let's hear it.
Let's do it. All right, first one. Have you ever stolen anything? 46% of people said yes, and 54% of people said no way.
So, yeah, that sounds about right. I think around 50-50 people have stolen something. I tried to steal something once because for whatever reason, it was on my bucket list that I wanted to steal something from a store one day.
Oh,
and
no.
So I was Anthropology, I think in New York, and there was
a sale. You can't steal something from Anthropology.
There was a sale rack and there was a pen, and the pen was like $5. I was like, this is the perfect opportunity. So I put the pen in my pocket and then I walked around the shop and I was going to walk out and I freaked the fuck out and walked back and put the pen back.
That tracks. That tracks us, like, trying to do something rebellious and then freaking out.
Yeah, so, but I think 50-50 is, that's expected.
I have a clarification. Do you think forgetting to pay for something qualifies as stealing?
No.
Because one of our sisters DM'd us and said, oh my God, I did this thing and I forgot. I got to my dorm and I totally forgot to pay for it. I don't think that qualifies as stealing.
No, that's not stealing. No. Stealing is...
I've done that.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. Your mind went weird. Stealing is like you have a plan. There's a plan.
Right. There's a plan.
You're conscious of the plan.
Got it. All right. Number two. Which routine could you not live without? 64% said skincare, 36% said workout. This was really, really tricky for me because I ultimately said workout because you can just wear makeup to cover the pimples, I guess. And it's not a good solution, but
also skincare routine doesn't necessarily equate no pimples. So,
well, to me it does. Well, oh, that is very true. I could take spironolactone and I'll get no pimples. It's going to be the saggy skin for me. It's the saggy skin for me.
Mm.
It's the wrinkles for me.
Talking about skin, a week and a half ago, I woke up on a Sunday and my entire face was completely broken out, sisters. I'm talking probably 35 to 40 bumps.
Like pizza. Pizza vibes.
It's still happening. I'm going tonight for a chemical peel to get this shit taken off of my face. It's a complete inflammation allergic reaction. It is so bad that it's burning and itchy. And I actually went to an event where I put actual foundation on my face because it's so visible and inflamed. It was a very strange experience for me. So just pray for me that this treatment works because it's been almost 2 weeks of this.
Okay, we're praying. We're praying for you, Scott. All right, next, are you chuggy? Be honest. 39% of you all said that you were. That's
wow.
A high percentage. And then 61% said, oi, no.
I'm an oi no.
Okay, we see you.
Yeah.
Look, we love a self-aware queen.
Yeah.
A self-aware chuggy queen.
Yeah.
I wish you the best. We'll send you some live, laugh, love signs.
No, we don't need to send them the live, laugh, love signs. We need to send them protection from the Gen Z generation. They need protection.
So you know, I know.
We will
so
you protect you. We will stand up for you on the internet.
Oh, okay. Do you know... You remember that TikTok star, Rod? He's like the work, anxious, stress work
guy.
Yeah,
I love him.
Okay. So he's been doing like this chuggy definitions on TikTok. And I watched another one today. And he said that, I don't know where he's getting this information, but he said that people that graduated in the year 2015 are chuggy. I was like, what does that even mean?
No, that's incorrect. No. Yeah, that's incorrect.
No, that's correct.
Because
it's millennials.
2015 is a millennial?
Yes, I graduated 2016.
Oh.
College. We're talking college, Scout. I know you didn't go to college, but we're talking about college.
Oh, I have no frame of reference for when college graduation is in accordance to age because I didn't graduate.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, 2015, I guess, just if you graduated in 2015, sorry, you're a Choog, and adult Harry Potter people that dress up as Harry Potter when they're adults, 100%. They are Choogy.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay, next. Which do you prefer? 28% said TikTok and 72% said Instagram. Very interesting. So, I prefer TikTok through and through.
I understand that, but I think that Instagram is one of those apps that will just, like, everyone's on Instagram. Not everyone's on TikTok, not everyone's on Twitter, not even everyone's on Facebook, but everyone, like, you don't have a TikTok and you don't have an Instagram. You know, you don't have a Snapchat and you don't have an Instagram. So I prefer Instagram over TikTok just because that's where my life is. But it's so interesting. People compare apps to Instagram, but Instagram has created this complete, like, when you think of your digital presence, you know, I always think about this. Our generation has two identities. We have our real life identity and we have our online identity. And that online identity, primarily across the board for people, lives in Instagram for our generation. And it's so crazy that not only has Instagram become this foundational app that you're on, but it's become an identity for us. It's become an aspect of our identity.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, but
think about this.
I like my identity on TikTok better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. But
it uncovers a different side of your identity. Instagram has put parameters on the type of identity that you exhibit.
Yeah, in many ways.
Which is usually the highlights of your life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Although you can post all your TikToks on Reels, but I understand that it's a different sort of platform. But sometimes I think about this, and I know that it sounds stupid when I say it out loud, but really, really think about this for a second. Imagine all of your social media profiles deleted, every single one. You literally, like, just exist where you're sitting.
Oh yeah. I don't know what I don't even, whoa, that is really mind blowing. Cause I don't even know what it would feel
like.
What
would that feel like to literally only exist in the physical seat that you're in? You don't exist anywhere else. And that's such a testament to how much these apps have infiltrated our identity.
Yeah. And hold such value in who we are.
So insane.
Oy. Okay, next. Do you check to see if certain people have viewed your stories? 68% said yes and 32% said nope. Wow. Yeah, I believe it.
I believe it.
I don't think you do, Scout.
I do to see if a client has watched some story.
Oh,
every now and then I'll be like, did my client just watch that? You know, that's really where it comes. But I can imagine if you're single, that's like a go-to, right?
Right. To see if, like, someone you're talking to or something has viewed your story. It's a big deal. I mean, especially if it's a weird story and you're like, oh shit, this person just
Every now and then I'll just go look and take a browse, but I never go intentionally, unless it's a client, to ask, is this person watching my story?
Right. Okay. Okay, next. This is, really split within the OKSYS community. Early bird, 53%. Night owl, 47%. Mm-hmm. We got to have Z's here.
We got to have Z's. Well, we're full morning people.
We are full morning spectrum people.
I kicked someone out of my house last night who came over for dinner at 7:50 because I was tired.
Yeah. My friend, I'm supposed to get together with my friends next week. And the girl was like, oh, I have to do this, blah, blah. I could start at 8:30. And I was like, that is past my bedtime.
When someone says, yeah, can we do dinner on a weekday? Even on a weekend, this is rude. But if they're like, let's do dinner on a weekday, I was like, yeah, when works for you? They're like, how does 8 work? 8?
No, on a Wednesday? No. Get the fuck out of here.
We're not fucking with that.
We don't fuck with that. It's so funny because I'm going to New York. And obviously, New York has a completely different set of, you know, timelines and rules. We're going to dinner at like 8:39 every night, and I'm like, what am I supposed to eat before? Like,
the only way you're going to be able to do that is because your body is on 3 hours before, so technically it'll be perfect.
Oh, that is okay. Yes, love it. I'll just like live in West Coast time the entire time there. Mm-hmm. All right, are you a Wow, sisters, 67% of you are introverts, 33% are extroverts. Now, this is a really hard question because, as many of you know, I'm an ambivert. There is a way to be in the middle. So I put extrovert because I probably lean more extrovert, but I'm on the spectrum. I am very much an ambivert.
I think there's actually collectively probably more introverts than extroverts. I think that being an extrovert is a very specific personality that I don't think is as common as introverts.
Yeah.
I mean, so don't what catch are you, me.
You're an introvert through and through. You're a purebred introvert.
I am not a mug blood. Yep. I am a purebred introvert. Yeah. Introvert. Okay. I never again, Coachella. Just never again for me. You know, I saw an Instagram video that HBO Max put on. Our friend Yola Robert went to, I saw on her Instagram story that she went to the Friends reunion that HBO Max did, and it looked like a little festival, and I had an anxiety attack because festivals are coming back and all that. And so...
Oh, I'm going to Outside Lands.
Yeah, it's no for me.
I'm counting down the days. We're going to Jonas Brothers. We're going to Gypsy Kings. I'm going to every concert imaginable.
Yes, we're going to the Jonas Brothers. I'm really excited. I need you to figure out how to book a private driver that is waiting for me at the end of that concert.
Oh, yes.
Because we know my problem with concerts is that after the concert, it takes me 2 hours to get into an Uber. And then I freak out because it's too much for my introvertness self to handle.
Got it. I want to like really go back to what you just said and just like make it clear so that if people just didn't hear it, this is the new tagline: introverts : never again Coachella.
Also,
that is just the best line I've ever heard you say. Like,
also, Mads and I went to Beyonce. I think this was pre.
Oh, no. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
Because sisters,
I don't even remember the concert because it was eclipsed by the 3 hours it took us to get out of the fucking Rose Bowl, and that we were stranded with no phones, and there just happened to be a cab in the middle of Pasadena at 3 a.m. We were gonna sleep on the streets.
It was really bad. They wouldn't let Ubers into the venue, and so we had to walk because everyone was trying to get Ubers. So the crowd was in one space, so there was no Ubers available. So Maddie and I probably walked. We probably walked 3 or 4 miles away. We were at an abandoned gas station, and we could not get a cab or an Uber. Our mom was out of town. No one was there to pick us up. It was 3 a.m. And as my phone is on 1%, Mads has already died. Mine's at 1%. A cab miraculously pulls up in front of us at 3 a.m. And it was $90 to get home.
Yeah.
And my feet, one, were killing because we had been on our feet for the entire concert. And I actually, when I looked at my phone and saw 1%, I thought
we
were going to sleep on the street in Pasadena.
You were sleeping on the street?
Yeah.
In Pasadena?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think about that day. It's really sad because it was probably a great concert, but I don't know it. I don't remember it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad times.
Anyways. Okay. Next is... when people are getting ready, you all listen to 64% of you said that you listen to podcasts. 36% of you say you listen to music. I'm a podcast listener.
Wait, what was the percentage of people who listen to podcasts?
Majority listens to podcasts, 64%.
So I think of two different types of getting ready. When I get ready for the day, it's podcasts. But when I'm getting ready to go out.
Oh, of course. Oh, I'm not a sociopath. When you're getting ready to go out, you're listening to Drake.
You're like,
but then in the morning you're listening to The Daily. Honestly, this is a telltale of a well-rounded individual and a girl boss. You're waking up. You're getting ready for the day to conquer the day. You're listening to The Daily. Then you transition. You have a Gia and you're listening to Drake. Yeah. Okay.
Could you imagine?
There's nothing in between.
Could you imagine looking at yourself in the mirror in a bodycon dress, taking a shot of tequila, and like Guy Raz's voice is in the background?
Michael Barbaro.
Guy Raz is in the background.
The best, The best TikToks. Okay, so I alluded to this before, but you didn't like it, but I'm gonna say it again. So there's that trend that goes, I'm getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. that pussy. You know? So there's a new trend where people go, I'm getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. that. And then they say like just a cultural reference, right? So one of them, this girl said, I'm getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. that. I'm Michael Barbaro. See you tomorrow. This is The Daily. I couldn't handle it. I sent it to Ben, my boyfriend, who is like a daily religion. It's like his religion, you know, to listen to The Daily. Oh, wow. Just daily content, you know?
I've never listened to The Daily.
That is not something that you should admit.
Okay.
I'm just going to skip past that. Okay. Do you think about the future or you live in the past? 86% said they think about the future. 14% say they live in the past. What's better, do you think?
Future. Because if you're living in the future, it's probably, and I'm not saying that it's healthy or that it's good vibes and good feelings, but it's probably anxiety about the future. But it's probably because you want good things for yourself. Whereas if you're living in the past, it's probably
you're dwelling
in regret or shame or regret or shame probably.
Yeah. Thinking about the future could be positive or negative, but I believe living in the past could be a little that like there's more negative than there is positive for that. Okay, next. I mean, this is just a fucking crime. This statistic that I'm about to read to you. Coffee or tea? 59% say cold. 41% say hot. All right, sisters, we need to have a chat. What is wrong? Why is there a war on people that drink hot coffee? Why is it not cool? Is it chuggy? Because I think it's chuggy. People are... people think that we are sociopaths, honestly.
Wait, back up. First of all, hot coffee is the original.
Is the OG.
It's the way you drink coffee.
It's the way.
It's if you ask
cold, if you are making it, you're altering it.
Yeah. So when you sit down at a diner and you say, can I have coffee? They bring you a hot cup of coffee because that is coffee's base. That is the way it is served. That is its true, authentic form.
Self. It is living in its highest self-worth when it is hot coffee.
I am not saying that I do not drink iced coffee. I do dabble into the iced coffees.
We dabble. We like the nitro cold brew. We like the cold brew.
It is important to know, though, that sometimes an iced coffee is just a hot coffee watered down. So.
She said what she said. She said it.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want coffee... I mean, look, cold brew excluded, right? Cold brew excluded from the conversation. But
so,
yeah, look, I have nothing against iced coffee. It's just you wake up at 6 in the morning and you drink an iced coffee.
So, yeah, most people do. That's what I'm saying. People think that we're crazy. I know, Scout, I am as confused as you. Your face. Scout, I am as confused as you.
Run.
I don't understand.
Sociopaths. Run.
I'm like a damn sociopath.
Unsure what that reference is.
What? Oh, Scout. No. Okay. Well, actually, we're going to be coming up on a slide that will make that. Let's just go to that one then. Hold on. Have you listened to Olivia Rodrigo's new album called Sour? Of course, 68%. Nah, 32%. You were probably part of the nah.
To be honest, I didn't vote. I didn't know I had to vote.
This is your gut. Of course, we are part of the sisterhood.
I thought I was going to vote on the mic.
No, because then that would alter the results. Oh, God. These are all... Okay. All of this is skewed now.
I don't think my one vote was going to change very much.
It might have made hot coffee be the majority. Okay. All right. So next is audiobook versus physical book. I mean, you guys are all queens, 90% physical book. We're not sociopaths here. I'm sorry. I'm being mean to the other people.
Okay, but we were audiobook. No. Oh, audiobook.
No.
No. Versus physical. When someone's like, oh, you can listen to it on audio. I'm like, what? But it's so interesting because we're podcast people.
I know, but there's something different about it. And
also, I feel
I'm gonna
as
say
if
super controversial. I'm going to say something super controversial. You didn't read the book if you listened to it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you didn't.
You didn't.
You didn't.
You listened to it.
You listened.
And you consumed the content.
You know
That's
the story.
Great. You did not read it.
You know the story.
You know the story. Okay. I'm going to get canceled. Okay, next. Ever been in your feels and texted an ex? 57% said yes. 43% said
43%
no.
43% are motherfucking lying. Have you ever had a glass of wine? You ever had a glass of wine?
You guys are liars.
They're
also, you
totally
probably
lying.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody has sat in the fields and texted an ex. Whether it was induced by alcohol or not is, you know, debatable. However,
debatable.
We have all sent a text to an ex and been like, ooh, shouldn't have done that.
Ooh, and had like a, you know,
visceral shame reaction of like wanting to hide in a hole and you think you're a terrible human being. Yeah, that is.
And you want to email Tim Cook and ask him to implement unsend on iMessage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go on the record and say those people are for sure lying.
We need that feature. Okay, next. Ever felt Instagram fatigue? I mean, 97% said, of course. Who is the 3% that said no? You're also a liar.
Actually, can you explain to me what you mean by Instagram fatigue? Because I think I would have said no, too, because I'm just a little confused as to what you mean.
If you've ever wanted to throw your phone across the room because you're just in a doom scroll and you either compare or you're just your brain feels like it's on a pan of hot oil and like it's being fried like an egg.
Yeah,
because you're on Instagram.
100%.
Yep. No, you're lying. Sorry. Okay. Next, let's just, so lovely.
I'm sure the sisterhood loves listening to us recount their things and us being like, liar, you know, just accusing everyone of lying. Like, so supportive, really validating our sisterhood community.
We love
community,
you. Whatever you admitted is truthful, it's valid. Thank you for being self-aware. All right. 73% say they have imposter syndrome. 27% say they have DGAF. I mean, I envy you, the DGAFers, but that makes a lot of sense. The majority is imposter syndrome.
I'm a DGAFer.
I know. We know. We know, Scout. All right. 73% said they prefer Keeping Up with the Kardashians. 27% say they prefer Real Housewives.
You know what?
So this is very interesting.
We're
because
not...
our audience for sure is Kardashians.
Yeah, our audience is not Bravo bitches.
There might be. There might be some. And we welcome you. And we love that. We're not Bravo people. I think we've tried. I tried.
I mean, I couldn't get through season 2 of Vanderpump Rules because I just felt as if I was back being a 19-year-old hanging out with toxic people.
That was a hard one to binge. The later seasons got real good, but that was a weird one to binge because
the fuckboyness was too intense for me.
Oh, complete fuckboyness.
Yeah.
All right. Do you go to therapy? Oh, wow. So 55% say duh. 45% say nah.
45%.
So guys,
this is your sign. You have been listening to OK Sis for X amount of years, or not years, X amount of episodes. Actually, we're coming up on 3 years. X amount of episodes.
Yeah.
This is your sign, my love, that you deserve to be in therapy, regardless of whether or not you think you have mental health issues. You deserve a designated hour of support every single week. You deserve to have your feelings heard. You deserve to talk through your emotions and your life experiences. So if you have been on the fence about trying to sign up for therapy, we are saying go for it. We support you. We love you. And we are proud of you.
Also, I just started with a new therapist this week. So this is very serendipitous that we're talking about this. And I also went through this. If you are struggling to find a more affordable therapy solution, if you can't find someone in your network or the options are not great, you should look into a company called TIA, T-I-A. One, it's very trendy, so obviously that's what pulled me towards it. But the therapy sessions are all virtual, so you can do it from anywhere. And, you know, it's not like so, so cheap. I think it's like $90 a session, which to me I think is the cheapest that I've found for a quality therapist that has a really great portal as well. Like you communicate through. It's just it feels a lot more modernized. I would highly recommend looking into that.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right. We have to wrap up soon. So I'm going to just go through one last one that is very, warms our hearts. Are you feeling grateful right now? 87% said yes. This is our community. You guys did it. You're gratitude whores like us. We know you. We see you.
I'm grateful that we can have this type of an episode where we get to hear from our sisters. I'm grateful that the sisterhood fucking exists.
Truly. Truly. All right. And that was it. Thank you for playing. If you want us to do more of these episodes, I thought this was delightful. I think we should do this more often.
Yeah, this was fun. To be honest, I came into recording. I was in my head. I was questioning my life. You know, one of those moments.
As one does.
Where you're like, oh, yeah, I chose this. Oi, am I crazy? I think I'm masochist. I think I'm masochistic. I think I'm delusional. And then I came here and I said, no, this is where I'm supposed to be.
That's what OK Sis will do to you.
Yeah.
It'll shove away your delusions.
Okay, that's good.
Sisters,
you can follow us on Instagram at OK Sis Podcast. And if you so feel compelled, we would love a 5-star rating, a review, and to smash the subscribe button. We love you.
We love you.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell Podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell Podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.